And we're going to keep things going right now with another check-in on Orange County government. OrangeCountyNC.gov is the county's website for more information on happenings in government business around our area. Penny Rich is the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, and she joins us on the phone, as always, at this time of the week. Commissioner, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
Thanks, Aaron. I'm doing okay, and good evening.
Absolutely. So I am still kind of getting back into the swing of things because we had Labor Day off, and then I took yesterday off as well. So this is my Monday this week, and I'm still catching up on everything that's going on. So catch us up. What is happening in Orange County that folks need to know about?
Yeah, so I actually are back on schedule and know what day it is because we're meeting again. So
that's good.
You know, it is good. It's a good thing, right? Yeah, meeting is good. That break during the summer is always nice, and all of us look forward to it. All elected officials look forward to a little break. But then, you know, I always get anxious when we start getting back into things because there's so much to do in the fall because you did take that break and you have to get it done before December. We're especially busy now because we put so many things off during COVID because we thought we would be meeting in person again live and, you know, back to some sort of normal kind of schedule. Well, guess what? We're not. We're still, you know, here 6 months later, kind of doing the same thing we were doing 6 months ago. So, we have a busy week or I should say a busy 5 days coming up. We have a work session tomorrow, which is the 10th, and then on the 15th, we have a regular business meeting. So lots of things to catch up on between Thursday and next Tuesday.
What's on the agenda?
Yeah, so we'll talk a little bit about the work session first, something we've been putting off for a couple of months, which is an additional discussion on potential regulations of discharge of firearms in areas of the county. Where there's high residential unit density. What does that mean? I mean, you know, high residential unit density. Good question, Aaron. I would like to answer that.
I'm glad I asked.
I'll ask the question.
We did talk about this a while ago, but it's been a while.
You are right. It's been months. And so what happened in the unincorporated areas of Orange County, we see that because there's not that much land to build in the incorporated areas, meaning the towns, folks started building homes outside of the towns, and that is the county, unincorporated Orange County. And so the rules are different for, shooting a gun in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough versus the county. And so we have these areas that are becoming dense that are under Orange County sort of firearms ordinances. And, you know, people are concerned. They're concerned about safety. And I think more so concerned about the noise, the loudness. I don't know if you've ever heard people doing target practice, but it could be quite loud. So we asked our attorney to go back and look at the dense areas. And so that's what we're going to be discussing tomorrow. We're not going to be making any decisions. It's a work session, and people should know that we don't vote during work sessions. But that discussion is back on the table. We'll also talk tomorrow about our capital investment plan, the CIP. As you recall, we left the budget with talking about possibly building an additional building up on the Durham Tech campus. But we didn't quite figure out the funding. It's about a $27 million project. We figured out funding for the first, the initial building sketches and schematics. About $1 million, but we didn't quite, nail down how to fund years 2 through 5. So we'll be talking about that. And then, we've been talking a bit about how we elect our board members on the Orange County commissioners. And we've been talking about this for about 8 years, all 8 years that I've been there. And, Mark Dorsten brought it up again after the recent election because of how it seemed as though there are certain ways that some board members get elected and people that are in District 1 get elected differently during a race. So, our board decided that we would create a commission or a committee that would look into possibly changing the way that we vote for our officials. And that'll happen tomorrow. And, just a whole bunch of appointments to our advisory boards that have been waiting, about 20 of those. So that'll go pretty quickly. The discussions are going to be lively. I think they'll be good. Bring us back to where we were a couple of months ago. And then we'll get a little break, and then we move into Tuesday.
Get some sleep over the weekend, right?
I'm telling you, everybody's got to get some sleep. So, yeah, we're going to go right into Tuesday to the public hearing for the RTLP. I'm sure everybody's heard about this by now. There's been lots of interaction with the neighbors, and there's been some news stories on it. There's been planning board meetings about it already. And it is finally coming to the commissioners on Tuesday, and that is the 15th. And anyone that would like to sign up to speak, they can do that by requesting that from Orange County. Here it is. It's ocpubliccomment@orangecountync.gov. So it's ocpubliccomment@orangecountync.gov. And that will lead you to a page with a number of questions of what you want to talk about, what you want to comment about, and then you will be sent a Zoom link right before the meeting. And so this is a public hearing. We will hear from the applicant. We will receive that presentation, we meaning the BOCC, and then we'll open the public hearing, and I'm assuming that there will be quite a few people that are going to come to speak. We'll close the public hearing. And then the commissioners will have an opportunity to ask a few more questions. We will not be voting on this tomorrow. And that's an interesting sort of rule that the North Carolina General Assembly put in place, that if you do have a public hearing virtually, you can't vote on it the same night. So we won't be voting on this until our next business meeting. It's interesting, but that's what's going to happen. And our next business meeting will probably, let's see, it looks like it'll be October 6th after that. So,
do you anticipate voting at that meeting?
I do. Unless there's, more information and a whole lot that needs to be captured. But we have from the 15th to the 6th for that to happen. There's plenty of time for more information to be gathered, and I do think that there will be a vote on the 6th on that. Yeah. We're also going to hear about some grant application for emergency housing, which, oh my goodness, we need so much funding now for emergency housing with people getting evicted. And also, to start with, we didn't have enough affordable housing. So that'll be a good thing. And again, we won't be able to vote on that until the 6th because it is a public hearing. Which is kind of interesting, right? I mean, I don't imagine anyone's going to be against us putting a grant application in for emergency hearing, but we got to follow the rules. So.
Are you hearing about people being evicted? Like, we know the moratorium came to an end, but are there reports now of evictions happening?
There are, Aaron, and we have put a whole lot of money. Most of our CARES Act money went into the eviction diversion program that's being headed up by Annette Moore and Emily Sutton, our housing director, with help from the courts. Kate Van Hagen's in there. And, Mark Kleinschmidt, who is the clerk of courts, is also very concerned about this, even though he cannot take a political stance on this. He's been, trying to get us to focus and really concentrate on what's going to happen. So as this money, we do have some money right now that's helping folks, right? But, in a couple of months, we're not going to have any more money. And so we're really concerned. I think towards the end of the year, if the evictions keep up and we don't get people back to work and at least get them some extra funding, we're going to be in a housing jam. We're not alone. We know that this is all through the country. It still doesn't make it feel any better for us. We're taking care of it now the best we can. The towns are helping us out. We're giving them CARES Act money. They're putting it back towards eviction problems. So we know that we're using that money wisely, but, it's going to be tight. I fear for folks as we come towards the end of the year. Let's see. I think that's pretty much it. We've got some goals and recommendations we want to go over, legislative goals that we'll send to the association, and most of those goals are pretty much the same that we always have. Nothing too new, but got about 45 goals that the county commissioners really work on. And that's it. Does that sound busy enough?
That sounds pretty busy. You know? Speaking with with County Commissioner Penny Rich again, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government. You mentioned the Research Triangle Logistics Park, the RTLP, and the public hearing for that. And few days next week, Tuesday, the county just released a bunch of public information about that plan and the proposal that's on the table right now. Anything new in that data and those documents that folks ought to know about?
I advise everyone that has some concerns to go read that. I think that's such a great document. It was put together by Economic Development and Planning. And it's about 30 pages long of frequently asked questions. And it does talk a little bit about things that people were saying were happening that just weren't happening. So it's a document that it's more explaining than sort of opening a presentation. It's just sort of explaining the land, explaining the process, you know, what quasi-judicial is versus just a legislative hearing. So I advise everyone to go look at it. And I'm actually, when neighbors are emailing me now, I'm sending them directly to that page so they can to view that. So, yeah, our staff did an amazing job on. So kudos to our staff for doing that. Yeah, I was really pleased.
And again, orangecountync.gov for that frequently asked questions page. You can go there and get more on RTLP. And again, that public hearing is going to be on Tuesday the 15th. Speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich, you got the other work session coming up on Thursday the 10th. And you mentioned the discussion of possibly discussing the way in which Orange County voters elect county commissioners, and I know we're talking specifically about the fact that some county commissioners are just in a one-person race where you go to the polls and you choose one person, and then others, and you went through this earlier in the year, are in a race where you go to the polls and you're picking two people out of a list of three or more. So that's certainly right on the table. I know the other thing that was brought up earlier, and I don't know if it's on the table now, is allowing District 1 and District 2 to just straight up elect their own representatives as opposed to just choosing their nominees and then having a be at large in the general election. Is that on the table now as well, or is that being put off until later?
Yeah, no, I think everything is going to be on the table. I think that's why we're going to create a committee to examine all of this. You're going to have, going into January, you're going to have a county commissioner with five of the seven county commissioners that live in Chapel Hill, four in Chapel Hill, one in Carrboro, and two out in the county. I don't think that's what the county commissioners, when they changed the practice of electing officials years and years ago, I don't think that that's what they had in mind, that that balance would be a 5-2 balance. And, you know, we are commissioners for everyone in the county, no matter where you run. I mean, I feel like I represent everybody, especially on a really significant topic. You know, we're talking about the gunfire and firearms. I mean, I just can't represent people down here. We don't have people shooting firearms in Carrboro. So, you know, you have to think more of a countywide. I think that it's a concern. I think that everything is going to be on the table. And I hope this group comes back with some really good recommendations. Yeah.
Again, speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich, got to start wrapping up, but other things going on in Orange County that folks ought to know about. I know the census date is coming up. We're still getting the word out about that.
Census, yeah, please get that done if you haven't. I've been tweeting that a whole lot. Also, you know, COVID, our numbers are going, our test positives are going back down again, which is really good. That's one of the reasons we kept the gatherings at 10 and 25, as opposed to going to the governor's 25 and 50 indoor, outdoor. This week, we're roughly about 6.2%, which is down from 10.1% last week. And that's a significant drop, Aaron. So we know that the gathering size, the students not being on campus, and law enforcement really paying attention to those off-campus parties, we know that's working. We know that if people don't gather, they can't spread the virus. So everybody, please, you have to help us get below that 5% for an extended period of time so we can just align completely with the governor. We want you to have gatherings. We want you to be with people. We know we're all social animals and we want to do it, but we can't do it unless we have a sustained 5% for a good amount of time. So let's all do it. Yeah, wear that mask.
And again, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government. Don't forget the next work session is Thursday the 10th, business meeting on Tuesday the 15th with that public hearing on the Research Triangle Logistics Park Plan. And you can get more information on that on the county's website, too. County Commissioner Penny Rich, as always, thank you so much.
Awesome, Aaron. See you next week.